WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Marva Hinton. A lot of people walking around South Beach aren't from Miami. They come from other states and other countries, and they're seeing a lot of color.
Yellow, pink, and blue.
Red, green, purple.
I see a lot of mint green and turquoise.
And what it looks like back home.
Gray, brick buildings, and red and brown.
More of your browns, your taupes.
And that's pretty much what South Beach used to look like. Julia Duba has the story of how one man and one building changed South Beach forever.
In 1976, the neighborhood's population was aging, and so were the buildings. Then came Leonard Horowitz.
I'll take care of the buildings. I'll do the frosting on the cake.
This is one of the only recordings we could find of Leonard, from a movie called Pastel Paradise. Leonard came from New York City, where he designed furniture and studied architecture. When he was 29, his dad cut him off financially after finding out Leonard was gay. So Leonard left for South Beach, where his mother was living, and quickly formed an unlikely friendship.
Here you have this young guy who is just so outgoing, and then Barbara, who was much older and had a more quiet kind of aura.
Leonard's friend Lynn Bernstein says he and Barbara Kapitman were an odd pair.
But really what brought them together was their common interest, and that's what made them so very, very close.
Their common interest was saving Art Deco. Ernie Martin was head of community development for Dade County at the time. He remembers the moment Leonard and Barbara showed up at his office building.
They were somewhat eccentric in their appearance and in their presentation.
Ernie says Leonard was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and baggy pants. Barbara's hair was a mess.
They were sort of dismissed as not being appropriate to be entering the office to seek funding. But I said, you know, let's listen to what they have to say.
Their idea? To get South Beach on the National Registry of Historic Places. They started the Miami Design Preservation League. Later, Leonard pitched another idea, to highlight the Art Deco design with color. Again, Lynn Bernstein.
He looked at the sun and the sky and the seas and pulled out these colors and put them together on this palette.
A palette of pastels, greens and blues and pinks. The test case would be Friedman's Bakery on the corner of 7th and Washington Avenue. Friedman's was all white and advertised fresh rolls, challahs, and cakes. Ernie Martin helped Leonard get funding from the county, and the paint went up.
My first reaction was, oh my God, what have I done? Because it was so unlike anything I had ever seen before.
Pastel pink and blue.
Green, white.
And the architecture is like a cake.
I remember this one lady saying, this is not us. Deco schmecko.
People said Art Deco was a reminder of the Great Depression. Why would you want to highlight that? Leonard Horowitz remembered one complaint in particular.
I hate that building. It looks like a whorehouse.
But building by building, Leonard won over the neighborhood. In November of 1982, Friedman's Bakery was featured on the cover of Progressive Architecture magazine. After that, South Beach became a backdrop for photo shoots and TV shows like Miami Vice. Buildings Leonard had nothing to do with were painted in his pastels.
Well, it feels, you know, obviously vindicating that this crazy person, that's what they used to call me, is being copied everywhere.
1 year after this video was released, Leonard died of AIDS. He was 43. His friend, Saul Gross, remembers Leonard's last farewell in South Beach.
And a bunch of Leonard's friends got together and went out on the boat and took the boat along Ocean Drive and looked back at the hotels that Leonard had painted and scattered his ashes in the ocean, looking at the Art Deco hotels on Ocean Drive.
Leonard Horowitz had escaped from New York to a drab, broken-down city. He died in a place that was about to become an international icon. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.